Too tall. Hello, everyone. I posted a prayer request during the weekdays, and it was about for my grandmother. She had a stroke, and she's still alive, and I'm very glad about it. Just half of her body is paralyzed, and they were able to revive, the doctors were able to revive her. She was sent to the ICU, intensive care unit, but at the maybe middle of the night, she woke up, and then she was better, and the doctor said she's fine in the ward. So she's out, but of course, the finding was there's a clot in the head. And because she's already 93 years old, so it's kind of difficult to really do further operation or whatever. So they just resorted to have some medicine and trying to feed her also. She cannot do the, I don't know what's the medical term when you put the tube in the nose. Feeding tube, okay. So they could not do it to her, so they just have the dextrose, the IV. So because her body is too weak for that tube. So as I have said, one of our problems was how to tell my mother. Yeah, because my mother and my grandmother is really very close, and we are afraid that my mother will be affected so much. She was in a stroke also before, and she had a similar thing happening to our grandma. But yeah, we are trying to find a way. By God's grace, the sisters and the brothers of my mother are already able to find a way. So today, they are scheduled to visit my house, our house, and they're going to tell my mother about what happened. And of course, I'm knowing my mother, I have some fears. Knowing my mother, I have some fears. But yeah, I know God will find ways. And really, thank you very much for praying for her and also my mother. And right now, some of my cousins who live far away is already back in my hometown also to help in taking care of our grandma. So please continue to pray for the provision. And yeah, I really hope and pray that my grandma will still live. Yeah, because it's really my desire to really confirm to her that Jesus loves her. I don't know if my cousins or some of my cousins who are also Christians have shared to her because they live close to her. But I really wanted to. My heart's desire is that for her to live longer, of course, to live longer so that I can still have time to really share to her the gospel and also the love of God. And my Lola is very sweet. And I would say she's the most submissive and obedient woman in the family. Yeah, knowing my grandmother was so tough and really strong personality. And my Lola, my grandma is really very soft and sweet. That to the point that my mother, my own mother, is the second mother of the family. Yeah, so she decides for everyone because my grandma is really very soft. So, yeah. So please continue to pray for my grandma. Her name is Nesita. Nesita, and she is 93 years old. And thank you very much also for continually praying for me. I'm physically getting better. Better and better each day. Hopefully, I'll be 100% best. But I'm still trusting in the Lord that really God is my healer, and I don't want to really depend on medicine, but I'm going to depend on the healing power of the Lord. He has done it before to me, and I believe He will still do it to me right now. Thank you very much for praying. God bless you all.
Thank you, Lord. Can I hold the microphone? Good afternoon to each and every one of us. It was my first time to come here in Japan. And when I entered the room, I feel the Holy Spirit that is within this place. So my heart beats so fast that I need to come forward to tell the goodness of our Lord. I'm a little bit nervous. I am a Filipino, wanting to go to other country for a job, and it was my first time to come here in Japan. I thank the Lord for everything. Actually, almost 2 months that I didn't go to church. That's the reason that I came here in front to tell testimony about the goodness of our Lord. Way back 2017, is it okay? So way back 2017, that was November 24, 2017. That was the best day of my life because I got married. And of course, the girl that I married is the girl I dreamed to be with every hour, every day of my life. But months passed by. It was 2018, around several months ago. That was April 23, 2018. That was the most grievous day of my life. My wife, the Lord took her. So it really beats my heart. It really hurts my heart physically and spiritually. The time, the minutes before my wife went was the most, you know what I mean. I almost give up my spiritual life because I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior 2007. 2008, it was almost 11 years that I served the Lord. And that day, I told Him, Lord, I am about to give out. But the Lord is so powerful. He didn't allow me to give up. That's my testimony of my life, that even though troubles comes, trials comes, but the Lord is so faithful. He never allows me to be something negative, to think negative things, and to do such things that cannot help me. And thank you for Him. I entrust Him everything, my life, my hope, my faith, my trust, everything belongs to Him, my life, of course. And this afternoon, I want to thank you guys, and I want to that you allow me to come in front to tell this testimony of mine. And I thank the Lord for, I told you a while back that as I was about to enter this room, I feel the Holy Spirit in this place. Thank you, Lord. That's all. Welcome, brother. I'm Sam. Sam. Hi. Yeah. No. My name, it's only a name, but it's up to you to judge. thank you. Thank you, Lord.
So my name is Christian, and I thank God that He's giving my strength in my work, because you all know that my work is so heavy, like Jalosa Stillman. And I want to pray. I want to request prayer for our boss, because last year, from June to I think September, our working hours on Saturday, in 1 month, we had the 4 Saturdays. We had the 4 Saturdays work, but we had work, but only 2 Saturdays had paid. Because it says that in 1 day, we had the 7 hours working hours, and the 1 hour is in break time from morning to afternoon, so 30 minutes morning and afternoon. So from June to September, only 2 Saturdays had paid. And then from October to December, November, they said that they had increased the salary in each month, they said. But they increased the salary, but instead of the 2 remaining Saturdays paid, it's become one Saturday. So even though we still work on Saturday, they did not pay. And now we had received the payslip, and the January Saturday almost gone. So in January, we had no pay at Saturdays, but we always been working. But we work, but did not pay. And I request for prayer that my boss is having conscience in here. So, thank you.
My name is Tim. I was in Cambodia last weekend, Phnom Penh, met with our missionaries. I went there for a teacher's conference, but I met with our missionaries, Daryl and Kayo Record, and they asked for prayers. They always appreciate our prayers for them. They send their love to us here. They're very active in many different kinds of ministry there, both Daryl and Kayo, so please continue to remember them in your prayers. My son Micah is in the SmileCon. I don't know how all this happened, but he came there, I think, a day or two ago, and he's staying at the SmileCon now, and he talked to Pastor Horikawa for about 2 hours last night, talked a lot. I don't know exactly what they talked about, but Pastor Horikawa, I asked him, what could we pray about for Micah? And Pastor Horikawa said, well, just pray for the big decision, because Pastor Horikawa said he can stay there about a week. It's okay for him to stay there for a week, but Mike has got to make a decision what to do after that. So please pray for our son and for the decision he'll have to make this week. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Arch. Thank you for praying for my health. It's been a ridiculous, ridiculous time of sickness, but I actually feel really good today. I feel much better spiritually, emotionally, and physically. There's one kind of remaining thing. I've had a bacterial infection that comes around. The last time was the 8th time that it's happened in Japan. It always starts in the same spot, and it spreads, and I get a really bad fever and shakes and chills, and I have to have IV antibiotics. And so I'll have an appointment on the 25th with a dermatologist to see if there's like an abscess or something that they can actually cut out of me, because the specialist that I saw last week, said that that's what he thought it was, but that wasn't his specialty. So I thought it was something different, but he says that the sickness is in me, and then when my strength is low, then it comes out. So it's been a strange time, because it felt for me when we got back, I was so tired from America. It was kind of time to just settle into the house and just kind of nest as a family and rest. But then there was this sickness, and so the nesting just kind of continued, and then another sickness came, and I thought, oh, well, I'll just like kind of wait it out. And so it's kind of put my life on hold in a lot of ways. Like I physically couldn't leave the house a lot of the times, so that was obviously on hold, but it also really put my spiritual life on hold. Wasn't like I forgot about God, but I forgot that God is a comforter. And so I didn't really search for comfort from God. I just thought to myself, well, you know, God's letting this happen, and so let me just ride it out. And it was difficult because I was confused as to what I was supposed to be learning, you know. Usually when I'm in a low place in my life, it's usually by my own fault, through my actions, through my sinful nature, and it's clear that God is chiseling away sin and giving wisdom, and that kind of suffering I can actually go through happily because I know it's good for me, and this time I just didn't get it because it was like, well, I'm just getting sick over and over and over, and like, what am I supposed to get out of it? And I asked Darcy, and she said, well, you know, now you can have sympathy for people that have chronic illness. And it's like, yeah, I really can. And so I'm trying to be grateful for that experience, definitely trusting in God that that happened for a reason. We are ready to take some next steps to help some folks. We have an acquaintance in Nagoya who's 43, and he is... He's in a bad situation in his living situation. His father's very violent towards him. They both have some mental disabilities, some schizophrenia and stuff. He's actually 43. He's a hikikomori, and he is right now coming off benzodiazepines, which if you know anything about withdrawing from benzodiazepines, it's pretty much as close to death as you can get. So he's in a really bad place, and we've offered to come up and just bring him down to our place and let him rest and come off those medicines and get back to a baseline. So if you could pray for Hide, that would be great for comfort as he's coming off these really powerful medicines, and then guidance as to what he's supposed to do for the long term. I got some really encouraging news, actually. I guess I didn't share this. Two Fridays ago is when I got really sick. Started feeling a little weird around 6, and by 1 in the morning, I was under 5 blankets with 104 fever, and then I was taking a bunch of medicine and was still 104, 104 and a half, and by 3:30, Darcy and I were up and saying, should we call an ambulance? Because I've never died, but I've never felt this close to death. And so, you know, there was just at one point where I was just like, God, I was in so much pain that I just said, God, it's fine. Just take me. You know, it's just, you know, my only concern was like, you got to have to take care of my wife and my kids, you know. But I didn't mind going. It was really that bad. And I just told Darcy I loved her a bunch of times because I didn't know. I didn't know if I was going to make it. And by 4:30 or something, she was so nervous. I mean, I was trying to sleep, and she couldn't sleep at all, and my head hurt so bad. But by 4:30, something just came over us, and both of us were just able to sleep. My fever reduced. And I got to sleep for 5 hours, and that was amazing. So I was able to get to the hospital the next day. But I just reached out to 7 of my closest friends, and I just said, look, you know, you guys deserve the same recognition as my wife. You know, like, I just want to tell you that I love you, you know? And so perspective is a good thing. Thinking about how ephemeral this time is, how short this time is on Earth is always a good thing to think about. Because we're not promised tomorrow. And so my best friend also came to Christ. I've known him since I was 17. And we had a falling out. We reconnected. And he said it was really helpful for him to reconnect with me. And he's decided to follow Jesus. It's really happy. So anyway, I'm encouraged. I keep reading 1 Peter. It's a great, great book. If you need some encouragement, if you need a kick in the butt, if you need some good spiritual guidance, I suggest reading 1 Peter. You can get through it in 25 minutes, 30 minutes. Thanks.
Miwa gave a prayer request to my wife in Japanese. I put it through Google Translate, so I'll try to give it to you here. She said on Friday night she had a really bad headache and dizziness, and she was having a lot of hyperventilation. She went to the hospital yesterday, but it hasn't improved. She doesn't have an appetite, and she's sleeping all the time. She said, please pray for her. Please pray that she can regain her health to go to work tomorrow. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Kevin. Miles Swallow. Miles is my middle name. And that's why I came up here. No. The church walls are up and the roof is on the church. Looks good. It's really good. It's amazing. They did most of the work in about 2.5-3 days. Even in the rain, they were working. So if you look on Facebook, you can see some pretty good pictures. If not, come and see me. I'll give you some pictures. So thank you for always praying for that, but it's really pretty dangerous work because they've got a crane going up and these logs are, one of the pillars in the church is 1.56 meters in diameter. That's not the biggest one. And I know that because I was hugging on it. So, yeah, I got it around. So, need prayer for, you know, the ministry. We're talking a lot about the church building, but we need some guidance for ministry and when and where and who and why and all that. So please pray for Miyajima Praise Chapel and those of us who will be starting all new stuff. Thank you.